Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, History is Made at Night. The starring players...
This is Paul Lucas.
And this is Virginia Bruce.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents a favorite romantic drama of a few seasons ago. The United Artists picture, History is Made at Night. And in the starring roles, Virginia Bruce as Irene and Paul Lucas as Paul. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in History is Made at Night.
So strange the way it started. That spring I'd gone to Paris to get my divorce, and that night I was alone at my hotel. The room half dark, only the glowing logs in the fireplace. Suddenly I heard a noise, and when I turned...
Good evening, madame.
Michael, what are you doing here at this hour?
Isn't that fairly obvious, madame?
Will you get out? Get out of here at once.
I'd suggest that madame refrain from giving orders. I'm not here as a chauffeur tonight.
Why, you... My husband will kill you for this.
I don't think so, madame. He's paying 10,000 francs to find me here.
My husband? You mean he sent you here? Why?
In a moment he will arrive with a witness and find you in my arms. He hopes you will then have sense enough to drop your divorce proceedings against him.
Oh.
He loves you very much, madame. And frankly, I can scarcely blame him.
Look, Michael, you don't want to do this.
But I think I do.
Please, please, I'll give you my pearls. They're worth 10 times what he's paying you.
I'm afraid it's too late. They'll be here any moment. Now I must take you in my arms.
No, let me go. No, no.
I would advise madame not to struggle. Surely it can't be so distasteful.
You're wrong. Madame seems to think it is.
It was all so fast. I hardly knew how it happened. Suddenly, that other man in the room, the one quick blow, Michael going down. And then, almost at the very same moment...
Irene! Irene, are you in there?
It's my husband.
So, there you are, my dear.
This is your wife, monsieur?
This is my wife, and there's the man who...
Monsieur, you said it would be a chauffeur. This man is not a chauffeur.
Most decidedly, I'm not.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
That's beside the point. I have a gun here in my pocket, gentlemen. No noise or I shoot. Up here, your hands. You, madam, I will have those pearls you are wearing.
But...
Quiet. Hand them over.
Here.
Now, your other jewels from the dressing table.
Here they are.
Now, you gentlemen, you see that closet door? That's the entrance to your new house. Go ahead, march.
Now, look here, you...
Monsieur, he has a gun.
All right. But this isn't the end of this.
I said into the closet.
All right, you've got the upper hand now.
Now then, madame, shall we go?
Where?
Through the French window, the balcony, and down the fire escape.
And then?
How should I know? Till we have found a cab. Now then, madame.
Oh!
Is anything wrong?
You put your hand in your pocket. I thought you had a gun.
No. No, just your jewels. If you'll give me your handkerchief, I will tie them into a nice little package for you.
Me?
Don't you want them?
But you're a thief.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be. You see, I was in the room next to yours. I was putting a friend of mine to bed. He has a little too much to drink. And I couldn't help but overhear.
Oh.
It was very easy. Along the balcony and in through the window. Only then I had to kidnap you to return your jewels.
Why did you take them?
If I did not make them think I was a thief, my presence would have compromised you more than your chauffeur's, if I may say so.
Oh, well, I'm really awfully sorry.
All right, I forgive you.
It was very kind of you.
Yes, it was.
Very kind. Where are you taking me now?
Well, I felt you might want to do some thinking.
Oh.
So we are just riding around.
Oh. All I can seem to say is, oh, and that I'm grateful. Look, would you let me buy you a drink?
Yes.
I didn't bring my purse. You'll have to lend me the money.
A pleasure, madame. A pleasure. And now, I just know the place. The Chateau Bleu.
Chateau Bleu? But it's almost midnight. Don't they close at 12 sharp?
For most people, madame, yes. But for us, I believe it will be open.
I just don't believe it. The Café Bleu keeping open just for us. Do you know all the right answers?
No, just the right people.
Tell me, how did you persuade the chef?
Oh, César? That was easy. I simply said to him, César, this lady has heard that you are the greatest chef in the world. She has come all the way from America. You are American.
Oh, yes.
She has come all the way from America to taste the master's greatest dish, lobster cardinale à la César, and his other masterpiece, salade chiffonade. César is vain.
And the orchestra?
Thursday. I promised them all the champagne they could drink. Pink Cap, 1938.
Pink Cap? Oh, that's as charming as the rest. What's your name?
Paul. What's yours?
Irene.
Why, hello.
How do you do?
Where do you come from in that big, beautiful America?
Kansas.
Oh, you are the first Kansas I've ever met.
Where do you live?
Oh, wherever I am.
You're lucky to be free like that. I wish I were.
You mean your husband? What made him do that to you tonight?
He's jealous. I suppose it's because I don't love him anymore.
You love someone else?
Love. Oh, I wish I could tell you what I think of that word. It makes me sick. I mean, really sick. Ah.
You are so right. Ah.
You agree with me?
Agree? Love is a lie. What does it mean to say that I love you with all my heart when the heart is just a pump?
Absolutely.
It is just a stupid habit of stupid people.
Shake, pal.
Pal? What's pal?
Friend.
Oh, well, shake, pal. Let's drink to that.
We will, but haven't you forgotten something?
What?
The music. Don't you like the dance?
Of course.
Do you mind if I take off my shoes?
No, not at all. Do they always do that in Kansas?
No, but I've always wanted to, and I've just never had a cafe all to myself before. We'll dance till we can't move another step.
Until we drop.
Until morning.
Until the orchestra falls asleep.
There he goes, Paul, our last musician.
Yes. You know, I think they must have said to themselves, let's go to sleep. Those people want to go home.
Yes, and we'd better. It's almost dawn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get the chef. César?
Yes, Paul.
Well, my friend, we have finished.
Finished? But Madame's plates.
Oh, I'm sorry, César. I just couldn't eat another bite.
But Madame, lobster cardinale à la César, salade chiffonade. Always they are finished to the last little piece. Unless.
Unless what?
Unless you are in love.
In love?
Oh.
You do not fool me. I have eyes. To that I will have a drink myself.
Paul, did you just hear what he said?
Because we cannot eat, we are in love.
In love. Oh, my beloved.
And not even to know it. It is fantastic.
It's really a dream.
It's a poet's nightmare. The moon laced with stars. Darling, we couldn't live without each other.
We couldn't breathe.
We're trapped. It will always be like this.
Forever and ever.
And we'll live on an island all alone.
All alone, Paul. Just you and I.
Do you know what we'll do when we get there, Irene?
What will we do when we get there, Paul?
Nothing. We won't have to.
We won't even have to say I love you. We won't have to say anything. Just look at the sea.
And listen to it.
Until we die. Oh, Paul.
Darling. You too?
Of course. So Somewhere we must have stopped joking.
Harry, is that you?
Oh, you still here, Bruce?
Still here. I've been half mad with worry. I've had every policeman in Paris looking for you. Are you all right?
Of course I am. I'm fine. I mean, well, under the circumstances. You're looking at me very strangely.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at your pearls.
My pearls?
Strange you should be wearing your necklace. It was stolen by that thief. I saw him take it myself. And he'd have no reason to give it back.
Please, Bruce.
Or would he? If he didn't happen to be a thief, I've always thought there was another man.
You're wrong.
Very well. I'll let you convince me on the boat.
What boat?
Oh, didn't you know? I'm sailing for New York this morning. You'll be coming along, of course.
I will not.
You'll be coming along as my wife, as Mrs. Bruce Vail.
You must be out of your mind.
Perhaps. But I still think you'll be sailing with me. Not for my sake, but for his.
What are you talking about?
Your lover and the jam he's in, and the fact that if I tell the police about those pearls, you may be called to testify against him.
What for? He hasn't done anything.
Really? He hit Michael, didn't he?
Suppose he did, what of it?
Nothing. Except that Michael is dead.
Pink cap champagne for the whole orchestra. Dancing all night with a silly girl who takes off her shoes. That's ridiculous.
Cesar, you are the best chef in Paris, but you are as romantic as yesterday's spaghetti.
Yes. And you, Paul, acting like a lovesick schoolboy instead of the greatest head waiter in France.
I'm going to marry her. After her divorce, of course.
Paul, look to you. Have you told her you're the head waiter?
Not yet. I'm going to meet her at 5.
You have known her how long?
Since 11 last night. Forever.
Do you know who she is?
Her name is Irene. I don't care about the rest. I don't even know it.
I know it, Paul. She's Mrs. Bruce Vail.
What?
Yes. The wife of the great steamship owner.
How did you find out?
It's her picture. It's in the newspaper here.
Where? Where? Now, let me see it, you fool.
Paul, I don't want to show you. I didn't know how to tell you.
Mr. and Mrs. Bruce Vail, who sailed this morning for New York. She's gone. Cesar, she's gone.
Second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. But now a word from Lady Esther.
Remember the old fairy story of the magic mirror? Well, how would you like to look in your mirror and see a real change take place? An exciting change in your entire appearance, almost like magic. Thousands of women have had this interesting experience, and you can too, by making the patch test. The patch test is my way of proving to you in 30 seconds that Lady Esther face cream is the most beautifying face cream you have ever used. That this one cream by itself does the 4 most important things your skin needs. To make the patch test, just smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the rest of your face. See the clean, flower-like freshness. Touch it with your fingertips. Feel that new, silky smoothness. Now, I promise no miracles. But what the patch test shows you in 30 seconds will win you over to Lady Esther face cream for life. The instant improvement in the tone and texture of your skin, improvement you can see and feel, makes it almost seem like a miracle. You see, Lady Esther face cream does all these 4 things. It thoroughly cleans your skin, softens it, helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. And remember, the patch test proves all this in 30 seconds. The patch test proves every single claim I make for Lady Esther face cream.
Thank you. the second act of History is Made at Night, starring Virginia Bruce and Paul Lucas.
I sailed for New York and thought my life was over. I was in love. There wasn't any question now. In love with a man I must never see again. A man who might be charged with murder if my husband were able to trace him through me. And yet I should have known what Paul would do. I should have guessed.
She's in trouble, Cesar. I know it. I feel it. For her to leave like that without a word.
Forget it, Paul. It's over now.
It isn't over. It's just begun. Cesar, I am going to follow her.
To America?
The first boat I can get.
Paul, you are the biggest fool in the world. Except me.
You?
I must be. I'm going with you.
Poor Paul. I'm afraid I made it rather difficult for him. But feeling as I did, I couldn't stay with Bruce. I left him, changed my name, found a job and went to work. New York's a big city. I was sure no one would ever find me. And for months, no one did. Until...
It's no use, Paul. It's useless. You'll never find her.
Then there's only one thing I can do. If I can find her, I will make her find me.
Find you?
I've been thinking, Cesar. There's a little restaurant for sale. Victor's is the name. And we can get it for a song.
But, Paul, we
don't...
But
don't you see? You and I, the finest service, the finest food. Another Chateau Bleu, only smarter, more expensive. Everyone will come, and she'll come too.
How do you know?
Don't ask me how. I know, that's all. She'll come, Cesar. Sooner or later, she'll come to me.
You sent for me, Bruce. The detective said it was important.
Yes. Pretty sharp fellow, that detective. Finding you the way he did.
I'll have to ask you to make it short. I haven't much time.
That's right. The working girl must get back to the office.
If you think I came here just to... What did you want to talk to me about?
Oh, nothing important. Just the man you loved and left behind in Paris.
What about him?
Seems that he's been caught by the police.
No.
Yes. I received this cablegram yesterday. Murderer of your chauffeur, Mike Obrowski, indicted in waiting trial. Evidence conclusive, but want your testimony.
What are you going to do?
That depends. I'm flying to Paris tonight on business. If I go alone, I'll simply identify your sweetheart as the man who killed Michael. On the other hand, if I don't go alone...
You mean if I go with you?
If you go with me and promise not to run out on me again, I might tell the police they have the wrong man. And he'll have a good chance of going free. What do you say? Well?
I can't fight you, Bruce.
It's a bargain, then. The plane leaves at 11. We'll have dinner first.
If you wish.
I do wish. And I wish you'd look your best tonight. We'll go to that new place everyone's raving about. You know the one. I think it's called Victor's. Pretty swank place, don't you think, Irene?
It's very nice.
You might smile, you know, for the customers. I'll check my things. Be right back.
Good evening, madame. May I, Irene.
Paul.
Irene, I've waited for this moment so long.
Paul, don't talk to me. Pretend you just don't know me.
But Irene...
Please, he's coming back.
All right, my dear, I'm ready. Oh, you're the head waiter?
Yes, sir, I'm the head waiter.
A table for my wife and myself.
Yes, sir. This way, madame.
Irene, what is it? What's the matter?
You wanted me to smile.
You needn't overdo it.
Will this table do, sir?
Yes, excellent. What's your name?
Paul, sir.
Haven't I seen you somewhere? Here, Paris, London, perhaps? You've served me before?
I have not had the honor, sir.
Doesn't matter. My wife and I are flying to Paris tonight, a sort of second honeymoon. Calls for a very special dinner. Any suggestions?
Yes, sir. May I suggest lobster cardinal a la César, salade chiffonade, and pink cap champagne 1938? Perhaps madame would like that for such an occasion.
Oh, for this occasion, it's absolutely perfect. The only trouble is we'll have to hurry so the plane leaves in just a little over an hour.
Your car, Mr. Vale?
Yeah. Here you are, boy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Irene, we'll have to hurry. Irene.
I don't have to hurry, Bruce. I'm not going.
Are you mad?
No, I'm quite sane. I never felt saner in my life.
You made a bargain.
I'm breaking it.
If I go to Paris alone, it'll be too late then. If he means so much to you...
I'm not going, Bruce.
All right. But remember, you had your chance and so did he.
What's the matter, ma'am? He mad?
Very.
Please, Paul, a bottle is a better friend than a woman, but to drink so much.
She laughed at me, Cesar. She laughed. And why not? A head waiter. Is there anything more comical than a head waiter in love?
Look, forget it, Paul. She's out of your life. She's gone.
But not very far.
Irene.
Madame. Excuse me, I have some work to do in the icebox.
My apologies, madame. It is such a surprise to see madame in our kitchen. May I ask madame's pleasure?
Don't be silly, Paul. Now sit down. Take that napkin off your arm.
I'm afraid madame forgets I'm a waiter.
A head waiter.
Isn't it amusing? Why don't you laugh, Mrs. Vale? Go ahead. Laugh.
Oh, Paul, did you think I was laughing at you tonight?
Weren't you? At what else?
At my husband, myself, the world. I was laughing because I was happy. The first time in months. The first time since I left Paris.
Irene. Irene, darling.
Paul, is it all right?
It was all right.
Me? I should have come out of this icebox. One more minute and I'm a positively freeze.
Tired, darling?
Oh, a little. But we have much further to go. My place is just down the street.
Oh, I shouldn't have let you walk so much.
I wanted to.
All night. Look, it's nearly morning.
It is morning, Paul. The sun's coming up. It's tomorrow. And it's ours.
It belongs to us and nobody else. Oh,
darling, there's so much I want to know about you. Things that'll take years of walking and talking and being together.
For instance?
Oh, for instance, kind of boy you were.
Nasty. You wouldn't have liked me then.
And were you always late for school?
Whenever I could think up a new excuse.
Where did you live and how?
I'll show you when we go back to Paris.
Paris? Oh, no, let's not go back to Paris.
To Kansas, then?
No, let's go to Tahiti, the South Seas.
But you are not serious.
Oh, but I am. A little island in the middle of the sea, remember? We'll fish and swim and just look out at the water and never have to say anything at all.
Well, maybe after we go back to Paris and get your divorce.
Paul, we can't go back to Paris.
Why not?
Well, because Paris has passed. Every street, every house, every cafe will remind me how unhappy I was.
Oh,
there.
Not my Paris. I'll make you forget the past.
No, Paul, please, we can't go back.
Oh, why do you keep saying that? As if we were exiled. Criminals.
We are.
You are like a child. You make up stories.
I wish it were a story. Or maybe it is. Maybe it never happened. Maybe that chauffeur never came into my room. Maybe you never struck him. Maybe he didn't die.
Die? But how?
His head hit the andine as he fell. My husband kept it out of the papers. Don't you see now why we can't go back?
You mean the police are looking for me?
No, not now. But if anything goes wrong at the trial...
Trial? What trial? What are you saying? Have they arrested someone else? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I couldn't. Besides, it doesn't matter. That man they've arrested, he must be a known thief, a criminal.
A human being.
Oh, but it's his life against ours. Two against one. Paul, you can't go back. We've just begun to live. You wouldn't, would you? Would you?
I'm sorry, darling.
Yes, I might have known what you'd do. Perhaps that's the reason I love you.
Oh, Irene, darling.
This is where I live, Paul. I'm going in now.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you Mrs. Vale?
Yes, officer. I'm Mrs. Vale.
I've been waiting ever since last night. You got this address from your husband's wallet. I'm afraid it's bad news.
What?
Your husband, ma'am. An accident. His car went off the road.
Dead?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry I had to tell you like this. I'll be going along now. Sorry, ma'am.
He's dead. Dead.
Irene, oh, such a shock for you. I'm sorry, darling.
So am I, Paul, for him. I only wish I could be sorrier. I used to love him once. Isn't it strange the way things work out?
Irene.
You'd never have been safe as long as he lived. He'd have found you somehow. He'd have handed you over to the police. Knowing it was an accident, he'd have sworn you were guilty.
But you can go back with me now. We have nothing to fear.
No, nothing. I can tell the police they have the wrong man. I can always tell them they have the wrong man. No one will ever be punished for that accident. Oh, Paul, we're free. Free to do what we want, to go where we please.
To a little island in the South Seas?
Forever and ever.
And we'll live all alone?
Just you and I.
And we'll never even have to say I love you?
Oh, but you must say it, Paul. Say it often. Say it now.
I love you. You darling. You, Kansas. I love you very much.
On behalf of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, thank you, Paul Lucas and Virginia Bruce, for your delightful performances in tonight's play. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
If you have ever wondered what shade of face powder to choose, what shade is best for your coloring, you'll be delighted to know about Lady Esther Bridal Pink. For here's a shade that ends all guesswork. A new kind of powder shade, subtle and elusive in its effect upon the skin. A shade that is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. You'll find that Lady Esther Bridal Pink does instant, radiant things for your entire appearance. It not only gives life and tone to your skin, it reflects new highlights of beauty in your hair, gives new sparkle to your eyes. And women tell me they love the way Lady Esther face powder clings, hour after hour. The way it stays fresh and lovely, always as though just applied. It's so finely pulverized, it spreads like a delicate, clinging film on your skin, completely covering tiny lines and blemishes. It makes the texture of your skin look smoother, yes, and younger. If you want to see a truly dramatic difference in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther face cream. Wipe it off. Then, pat on Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. You'll gaze spellbound in your mirror, delighted with the fresh, new look of your face. Remember, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Suspicion. It will star Loretta Young, Nigel Bruce, and Cary Grant. Be sure to listen. Paul Lucas will soon be seen in the RKO production Deadline at Dawn. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.